of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Allah, and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you all. As we have discussed previously before Salat al-Maghrib about the tazkiyah and purification of the soul, and as we stated before, that the tazkiyah can be done, number one, by the tawheed, after this by mutaba'at al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and number three, fulfilling the obligation and do as much from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we still one thing more to talk about concerning this issue, which is al-ibta'al an al-ma'atiyah, to stay away from things which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is one of the things that caused the person to be in destruction of his soul as well as his heart. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. As a result of the sin and the haram that they used to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Iran, which Iraq or Abel, to be over their heart. Therefore, when is the heart, it became dark, and when is the soul, became lost with the haram, they would see the munkar to be ma'roof, and the ma'roof is the munkar. So the person has to fight his own self, and make jihad against the greed, against the nafs, against the desires, against the things which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things which we're supposed to be talking about now is at-tawbah. And at-tawbah, which means al-iqla' an al-ma'atiyah, to turn away from things which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. جزاك الله خيرا. In Surah Al-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with the tawbah, with the repentance, to return back to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to stay away from the forbidden things and the haram things and the doubtful things, because the things cause destruction and cause Iran on the heart, and it cause destruction for the soul. And instead of having nafs mutma'inna, you will have a nafs ammara. Instead of having a good soul and a good nafs, you will have a nafs which command you and order you and involves in you doing the haram, and you will be doing the haram and you may even enjoy it, or you may see the munkar and you did not get disturbed or bothered. And we understand the seriousness of this matter, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَيُغَيِّرُهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَلَيْسَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That whosoever among you see something objectionable to Islam, something munkar, some haram, something wrong, so let him change it with his hands, if he can. But if you don't have the means, you're supposed to get to talk against it. You have to warn the people against it. If you could not talk against it, at least hate it in your heart. At least hate it in your heart. Otherwise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, there is not even a wish of atom of faith in your heart. Can you imagine if the person sees a munkar and he does not object to the munkar? Can you imagine if the person will see the munkar and he does not say anything about it? Can you imagine if the person does the munkar himself? If the person does the haram himself? If the person sits in the table of munkar? Or he even himself will be promoting the munkar? This is very serious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to care for ourselves. purification for ourselves, cleanliness for our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't take us from the darkness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. And those who disbelieve, their friends, their protector, their awliya is a taghut. They take them from the light to the darkness. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make life for him, there is no guidance, no life. If Allah negates you to yourself, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you to your own self, now your soul will take over, now the shaitan will take over, and the bad company will be surrounded you, and this is the destruction of the person. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ. And the relative and the cure is the tawbah, is the repentance, is returning back to Allah, is taking istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. This is the way that a person clean himself from impurity and self. Also the person needs to clean his heart, clean his soul, clean himself from the haram doing, from ati al-haram, from being in the haram, eating the usury, having the usury, having the interest. Because this is a serious matter. If a person has the adultery and fornication and illegal sex, involved in that fighting and slander, a person doing all these haram things, this is the destruction of the soul and this is the corruption of the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us the way for salah, the way for success, the way is repentance that needs to get away from all this haram and for you to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, he needs to stop doing the haram. A person needs to feel sorry for the haram that he did. A person has to have the highest intention and the strong, serious intention not to do this. And a person needs to take the mazalim to hit the people. So otherwise, a person will be saying astaghfirullah and nothing except the tongue is moving. This is not the proper tawbah. This is not the proper way to come back to Allah. As if he is playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to understand one that we call it in. And we have to give Allah the proper respect to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make a sincere tawbah. And we ask Allah to forgive us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears to us in forgiveness. And this, a person has to stop what he's doing. So as example, if a person is smoking cigarette, he could not be saying astaghfirullah and he's still smoking cigarette. Because in smoking cigarette, destruction to your body, waste for your money, you become the brother of the shaitan. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Indeed, those who waste the money, they are the brothers of the shaitan. And shaitan is what? وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. The shaitan is a disbeliever in Allah. So when you're spending your money, when you're spending in your money with nothing to benefit you in your health, in your house, in your community, you are became united with the brother, with the shaitan, and you became a brother of the shaitan. Allah said, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. In addition to this, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him this body as amana, as a trust. وَيُسْأَلُوا عَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِيمَا أَبْنَاهِ وَعَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهِ. You'll be questioned in the day of judgment about your youth, about your health, about your age. This is not to understand up to you. You do whatever you want. You can drink, you can have cigarettes, you can have blood. This is destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, وَلَا تُوْتُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Don't put yourself in destruction. Don't destroy yourself. Don't destroy your iman. Don't destroy your heart. Don't destroy your body. Because all these things is a trust in your hands and you're going to be pushed for it. So the ulama, the scholar rahmatullah alayhi said that a tawbah is a must, is obligation. Like you have the salah is obligation, is a must. So tawbah, because Allah ordered us in the Quran with the tawbah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about tawbah. And Allah said, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you repent to Allah. So tawbah is a must. And saying that you have to make repentance from all haram things. Whatever that you're doing. If you are disobedient to your parents, what does it mean to make tawbah? that for you to stop disobeying your parents, and you try to be good to them, and after this you go kiss their hands and forehead, and ask their forgiveness, and that you make the same intention in your heart that you are not going to do this again. This is the reality of Tawbah. But you continue away from them, cursing them, disobeying them, and after this you think that you're doing right, that you're making Tawbah. A person continuing putting dollars and thousands and millions of dollars in the bank, dealing with haram day and night, and after this you say, Astaghfirullah. How you can do this? You know that the person who's doing this is cursed. And the person who gave him the usury, the person who received the usury, and the person who witnessed to the usury, and anybody that promotes usury and interest, he will be cursed. The same thing that people who sell in wine and say that we live in the kuffar country, we sell it to the non-believers, to the kuffar, it's still haram. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala harama shay'an, harama thamana. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid something, He will forbid the price of it. You could not sell it to the kuffar, you could not even sell it to the dog that's running in the street. You could not do this because it's haram, it's haram. So whatever haram from disobedience to Allah, disobedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Isbal, having long garments, dragging in the floor, shaving the beard, smoking the cigarette, walking women with no covering in the street, displaying their beauty outside in the street, wearing their perfume good outside, taking the children to the kuffar school, leaving our children to be entertained and raised by the kuffar. All these things is haram. Anything that Allah forbid, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid, or Allah warned against it, or Allah promised punishment, we have to make a repentance out of it. We have to make repentance of it. If the matter is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you have to do three things. And if the matter is referring to somebody else, now you need to make four things. For your tawbah to be accepted and to be, inshallah, maqbul and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, that is stop doing the haram. To have a sincere repentance, you have to stop doing the haram. Otherwise, you're bringing it. The second issue, that you have to feel free in your heart. Even if you can cry for what you did, cry. This is good for you. That you feel sorry about not making prayer for 2 years. Not that you didn't attend Jum'ah for the last 2 months. You have to feel sorry about this. That means you have to start to go to Jum'ah, and you have to feel sorry about this 2 months that you didn't attend the Jum'ah, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, if you did not attend 3 Jum'ah in row, Allah will see in your heart. So they became blind inside. You see? You see what you don't see. You see the road, but you don't see the blessing. You see the house, but you don't see the pleasure of Allah. This is a serious problem. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَا إِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the vision that turned blind, but that the heart in the chest is turned blind. As a result of this, when the person became blind, now he sees the ma'ruf to be munkar, and the munkar to be ma'ruf. The halal became haram, and the haram became halal. Why? Because he doesn't see good. Because the vision, the thinking, the understanding which comes from the heart, now it became upside down. It became everything wrong. You see? So the second thing that you have to think sorry about what you did. Number three, you have to have a sincere intention that you are not going to come back again to this ma'asiyah or this haram. This is it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if this is something that you did to some Muslim, as example, backbiting, slander, you talk about a Muslim brother, a Muslim sister, this is haram. This is haram. You eat in the flesh of the Muslim. As if this Muslim is dead and he eats in the flesh. يحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه. When you're backbiting your Muslim brother or your Muslim sister, you're doing haram, and it's so serious, and if your brother is dead and you're eating his flesh, who will eat the flesh of a human being? And if you eat the flesh of a human being, how you can eat the flesh of your own brother? Nobody does this. You see, to not only absolve our sins, the disobedience, the sins, the haram involved in your sin, now تتحلل من هذه العاصية. Now you need to go and ask the forgiveness of this person. Not only say, oh Allah, استغفر الله, تبت الى الله, رجعت الى الله, كلمت الله, oh Allah, I see so what I did, not, I am not going to do it. But what about this person that you wronged him? What about this money that you stole? You need to give this money back to the person. So استغفر الله is not enough. You need استغفر الله and you need to take the money back. Or at least go tell the person that you wronged him. And you did something wrong, please forgive me. And my intention, inshallah, to return this money to you, I could not do it immediately. But in a year's time, I'm going to try to give you some payment until I can do this. So the ma'asiyya related to Allah, between you and Allah, you need three things. Okay? If it's related to a human being, you need what? You need four things. So you need to stop doing the haram. You need to feel sorry about what you did, and you have to make a sincere intention, you are not going to do this again. But if it involves a Muslim, now you need to take the rest of the Muslim back to them and do it. Alas, may Allah be with them. Say, by Allah, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَعْمَلُونَ أَعْمَالًا إِذَا أَرَقْتُ فِي أَعْيُنُكُمْ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ قلنا نعدها على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الموبقات أي المهلكات. This is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari رحمة الله عليه. That Anas son of Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, is saying to the Sahaba. He's saying in the time for the Sahaba. Indeed, you do things. You do one thing nowadays. In your vision, in your eye, in your own personal estimation, it's so minor, it's not a big thing. It's so small, smaller than a hair. But these things that you don't need, we used to count them in the time of Rasulullah as a major thing, as a destructive thing, to destroy, a person destroy his iman, put him in hellfire. If he's ever seen this, in the times of the Sahaba still living, for at least the Tabi'in. Can you imagine if Anas was the one who saw and see us nowadays? SubhanAllah. He says that you don't think that, like, it's not a big thing. So what that you're doing good to the mouth? So what that I should my be? So what that I have my money in the bank? So what you understand my wife? Imam Baba is the house. It's not about coming. So what's wrong? My wife wearing a bank. She wearing a machine and she has a scarf in her head. So for love. Like that. It's not even shy from what you're doing. Like, what's the big deal? Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our heart. It's not about the way how we look. It's not my beard. It's not what my wife is wearing. My wife is a Muslim. What's wrong with what she's wearing? She has a scarf up in her knees. Her knees is covered. As if nothing. You see? So the Sahaba is saying that they are to see things that to some people like it's nothing. But in reality, they used to consider this as a means of destruction for the deen. Now can you come and see Sahaba see us living in America? Our wives is not covered. Some of us they do not go to Jum'ah. Some of us found it in the haram. They do not do their entry. Some of us selling beer in the convenience store, naked magazine, naked women, selling cigarettes, tobacco. SubhanAllah, some people understand they love the kuffar, they sleep and get up and go with them everywhere, have a wilaya, involved in, with them in everything. What they going to say about us? If they come and they're our life. So the problem is that a lot of Muslims, they live in haram. They are nice, they get up in haram, sleep in haram, and they don't even know that they are living in haram. And if everything is fine, brother, I meet Jum'ah, is a mark. You see, as if you're doing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor. This is very, 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 very serious. Not as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that the Muslim of the Muslim, Rasulullah, ma laysa lahu dirham wa la mata'a. قال ولكن المفلس من امتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بالطلاق والزكاة والصوم، ولكن يأتي وقد شتم هذا وسفك دم هذا وأخذ مال هذا فيؤخذ من حسناته. فإذا بنيت حسناته أخذت من سيئاته ثم وضعت عليه ثم طرحت في النار. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول دين الله هو the one who's bankrupt. They all profit of Allah. The one who's bankrupt among us. Imagine that doesn't have a dollar. It doesn't have permission. Doesn't have anything like this. This is the person who's bankrupt. They don't have anything, material thing. They know. The bankrupt from my ummah, the one who comes is the day of judgment with a lot of guilty. A lot of guilty. But at the same time, what he did? He backbite, done so. He slander, done so. He cheat, done so. He took the promise of, done so. He committed little stuff here and there, here and there. So in the day of judgment, day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fair and just. Establish justice. So now, how you want to pay back to these people? Allah will take from your hasanat, your good deeds. Allah will take from your good deeds and pay these people. Did you backbite this man? Okay, give him. Pay him back. Pay him by hasanat, give him from your good deeds. And if the money of this man is stolen from him, now pay him back. He doesn't have money to give him back. Think of hasanat. Now, after he came to in the day of judgment with so much hasanat, as much as the mountains, now what? Your hasanat is zero. We believe in la darar wa la dirar. You don't harm yourself, neither you harm others. So we ask in the sisters, inshallah, who are speaking inside, regardless what you're talking about, to be quiet, so you allow the other sister to hear inshallah. Please, kindly. If you can refrain from talking, let the other sister benefit from the lecture, inshallah. Whatever you want to talk about it, you can talk about it after the lecture, please. Allah, may Allah reward you. See? So the person came with mountains of blessings. Now he don't have any receipt. He don't have any balance standing there. He's zero. But he's paying all the people. So how that justice was established? Allah will take from the sins of the other people and he puts in it. Take from the sin of the people because he has to pay them. And after this, the person, after he came with mountains of hasanat, now he's zero, neither he's minor. And he's going to be thrown in a fire. You see? We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful what we're doing. And we have to repent and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Allah. And look, he's telling us that wallahi, inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi fi yawmi akthar min sab'ina marra. وفي رواية مئة مرة. The Prophet of Allah, he's the messenger of Allah. And he said, by Allah, every day I ask Allah to forgive this 70 times. Can you believe this, brother? Can you try to think about it for a moment? The Prophet of Allah, and in another narration, he said, what? I ask Allah to forgive this. And it's so far, every day, 100 times. Subhanallah. 100 times. The Prophet said, oh Allah, please forgive me. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And this is the Prophet of Allah. Subhanallah. The Prophet of Allah used to cry at night. Pray at night. حَتَّى تَوَرَّمَتْ قَدَمَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. What about me and you? Where are we going? We should be scared for ourselves. This is the Prophet of Allah. Receiving wahi. And he's standing crying. And we in America see the haram every day. That's in the haram every day. Illama rahim Allah. What are we going to be doing? Some of us feel that everything is fine. Because I went to the mosque yesterday or I met Jum'ah in the mosque, everything is fine. Wallahi, some of us feel like we are unsure that we go direct to Jannah. No even question about it. Shaitan is a fool God. Shaitan lets us and make us think that we almost like Abu Bakr and Umar, that everything is fine. Keep going, you there, very good. Some of us, the salah that we make in Allah, we'll miss it, Allah accepted to know. In regard to the story of this man here in the mosque, he started Allah wa sallam, Allah wa sallam, Allah wa sallam, Assalamu alaikum wa prophet of Allah, alaikum wa sallam, A'ud fa salli fa inna kalam fa salli. Salah that received is the salah that today we make Allah was blessed. How good is salah? Allah was blessed and how good is this salah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go and make the salah over. Go make the salah over." He didn't pray. And the man go and make the salah over. And after this he comes, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go and make your salah over," because he didn't. Because he didn't make salah. The man 2-3 times he goes back to make the salah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every time said, "Go and make your salah over. Go make your salah over." Today, if you observe the salah of most of the Muslims, people who born in Islamic countries, born Muslim, he found the salah similar to this man who wears. Wallahi, some people say, "Allah Akbar," before he stands up, right, his back is already down. What kind of salah? Even the salah that we feel, you know, that is so proud that we make the salah, Allah was blessed how good our salah that we make. So the Muslim, when they go to Jum'ah, they don't even care for Jum'ah. They go for Jum'ah to catch the last rak'ah. So to be down as a Jum'ah for him. And here the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he seek Allah's forgiveness every day, 70 times. In another narration he says 100 times. How many times do we need to make it so far every day? You see? We need, like some of the scholars would say, استغفارنا يحتاج إلى استغفار. Our seeking, our form of seeking forgiveness needs another seeking forgiveness. Let me go and ask Allah to from me for somebody to ask Allah forgive me, Allah, 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 forgive me, Allah, and my mother, and Allah, and the Lord, and the Lord, and even paying attention. Making God ask Allah to forgive him, and his mind is not there, his heart is not there. You look at the Lord, you see all the time, and Allah and my mother and my sister forgive me and forgive my father. And he's only repeating things because it's the habit making the dua after salah. Subhanallah. So some of the scholars say the way you're asking it so far, you need to ask Allah forgiveness for the way you're asking him. It's serious. Allah is serious. We ask Allah to give us a good repentance. Not to understand itself from Allah from your tongue and your heart still is the same problem. Because it's not a change. It's not changing the heart. In Allah, when you hear my prophet, how do you hear your mind in a pussy? God doesn't change the condition of the people until they change what's in their own self. So when you understand astaghfirullah, your heart also says, saying astaghfirullah, I'm not going to do this again, and you have a sincere, serious intention. Sincere, no more, I'm not doing this. But all your tongue saying words, and your mind is not even paying attention. There's no change about this deen and this Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assures that he doesn't need our forgiveness, it doesn't need our istighfar, it doesn't need our ibadah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he gets so happy, will the Muslim come back to him? Will the sinner come back to Allah? Subhanallah. See how Allah is so good, so generous. He doesn't need us. He's telling us, if you, all of you, the first of you and the last of you, the men of you and the children of you, all of you got together to worship Allah is the best way. مَذَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. It's not going to increase my kingdom. No, nothing. And if all of you come, male and female, men and jinn, all of you, and you disobey Allah, is the worst kind of disobedience. مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. It's not going to take anything from my kingdom. يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ ثم أوفيكم إياه. فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله، ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. Oh my slave servant, this your deed, I'm only quoting it. Beyond after this, I give you the reward. If you found something good in the day of judgment, praise Allah, thank Allah, because He has guided you to do the good. If you found something different, don't blame anybody except for yourself. Allah doesn't need us, brother. التوحيد او الحبادة او الصلاة او الصلاة للتنطيق عند الثاني يقول and you start to look at that's your one is that much and you start to see if there is anything good. Where is this party going to go where? Where is your safety going to go? Where is the entry going to go? You have that much. And when you go to the charity doctor, somebody says, brother, we need to establish masks, we need to do this. You go through the whole thing and try to find if you can take single dollar. Why? Allah doesn't need you. Allah doesn't need your money. Allah was Allah before our existence. And Allah will still Allah after we die. He doesn't need us. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله الغني الحميد هي شيء يذهبكم ويأتي خلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز. Allah doesn't need you. You don't need Allah. If Allah wants you, will remove you all and the great about other creation. This is not mighty for Allah. Is this wrong? But listen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so happy with your repentance and coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it came in hadith which in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi لأنه أشد فرحا بتوبة عبده حين يتوب إليه. من أحدكم كان على راحلته بأرض البلاء فانفلتت يده وعليها طعامه وشرابه فأيت بها منها فأتشرع فاضطجع في ظلها وقد أيت من راحلته فبينما هو كذلك إذا هو بها قائمة عنده فأخذ بخطابها ثم قال من شدة الفرح اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك أخطأ من شدة الفرح. Listen to this beautiful hadith. والله it's so amazing, so amazing. It says that Allah so happy when you look at him. When you stop the haram that you're doing and you come back to Allah, Allah happy. Subhanallah. Why Allah happy that day? I start to make my salah. Allah doesn't need my salah. But see how good Allah is. How the generosity of Allah, how the hate and the patience of Allah. And he's saying he's happy with your repentance, when you repent to him, more than a person has a camel. And all the camel is his food, his drink, everything. He carries a beast and he lost his camel. Now the camel is his transportation. Don't forget this. He's in the middle of a desert. He's not in the down, he's in the middle of the desert. That means the rest. Everything is gone. The transportation, the food, the drink, no 3 or 4, no 911, nothing. He gave look in life here, he could not find the camel. He gave up hope. He said, nothing left except for me to die. Because no one can get out of the desert. Now he has some food and drink that he can eat until he finds some. No high chance, but you see. So he came under a tree and he went and he lay down. He said, this I'm going to be here until I die. He never told that. He opened his eyes and he sees the camel standing there. After he searched for the camel, but not found him. But now he can only work every part, the camel is standing in front of him. The man shouted and took the road of the camel. And he was so happy that he found his camel. And he wanted to thank Allah for this. Say, oh Lord, you are my slave, I am your Lord. The man made a mistake. That means he was so happy to such a degree, he doesn't know how to see his pride. You see when somebody is so happy and starts to cry out of happiness. You see? So the man was so happy to such a degree, even he wanted to praise Allah, but he made a mistake in the way how to praise Allah. The hadith started to show you how much this man was so happy. But the hadith is saying, لَلَهُ أَشَدُ فَرَحًا Allah more happier with the repentance of his slave servant when he comes to him, more than this man was discovered. Subhanallah. Why would you pray in our feet? Why wouldn't you want to give up the haram? Allah doesn't need us. Allah doesn't need our ibadah. See? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to enjoy His mercy, His forgiveness, His blessing. And we need because we don't know when we want to die. We don't know when we're going to die. We have to be very careful. We have to hurry up and make repentance because you don't know when you're going to die. Don't wait until the angel of death will come to you and say, رب ارجعوني عيه أعمل صالحا فيما ترك. Will be too late. When the angel of death comes to you, this will be too late for you to do anything. Because the Prophet said it us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقبل التوبة ما لم تخرج الشمس من مغربها وما لم يغرب. Allah will still accept your repentance as long as somebody arrives from the wind. Why? Because this is major signs of the day of judgment. And if the sun rises from the west, this is very self-yukfari. The gate of repentance will be closed. The second case, Allah doesn't accept the tawbah, end of gharara. That means your soul is leaving you. And you get to realize that you die, and now say, okay, now I'm going to start with salah, now I'm going to be a good Muslim, now I'm going to do this and that. The Prophet says, this doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need to make tawbah now. While you're healthy, while you're awake, while you're strong, walking, while you're aware about everything, don't wait until you became an understand sick, they're taking you to the emergency room, and you don't know if you're going to make it or not. You don't know you're going to make it or not, and you feel you got to catch your breath, and you don't know if you're going to make it or not. Too late. Too late. And subhanAllah, brother, subhanAllah, listen. There is nothing haram except Allah has made a lot of alternatives in the halal. Just one thing, an example. How many things haram to drink? How many? Huh? How many? One. But how many things haram for you to drink? And you can enjoy it. Count, how many? SubhanAllah. Milk or a juice, or a juice, especially living in America. All kind of juices that we never heard in our countries about. Even to every juice. Have the Martin by the Hulu and Martin. Why are you laughing at? You know what's Martin? I'm serious. Even in America, it's so spoiled that everything almost they have juice of it. We never even heard about it in our own country. We have all the flavor. Ice cream, 31, but I'm asking a lot, 31. Why is that 31? Can you imagine? By the way, I like Benjury. And the best is a chunky monkey. SubhanAllah, look. All these good things. All this good milk, water, orange juice, apple juice, pineapple juice, mixing kind of juice. Okay, look. And after this, it comes around. This. You can drink milk to be healthy. You drink wine, you get sick. You commit an accident. You go to haram. You make a personal stuff for Allah, even you will jump in his own sister. Rear his own sister because it's not in his own mind. You see? Destruction of the soul. But this was the shaitan trying to do the thing. Look, it can't allow you to bury. God didn't say you could not marry. He did not say you could not get married. But, no, I have to get to know her, she gets to know me. Wallah, you're not going to know her, she's not going to know you. Until you get actually married, and you start to tell her, فِنِمْ مُلَخَيْهَا وَلَيَا تَعْتِبْتَ الْأَكِمْ إِجْدَانِ. Now you're going to get to know each other. The hell is not ready. The hell is not ready to see all the kids doing this. The boyfriend and girlfriend, they stay for 2 years, 3 years, dating, all kind of foolishness. They don't want to know each other. Because basically, okay, I don't like what you think, keep walking. You don't like what you think, keep walking. You never want to know a woman, neither a woman wants to know a man after the years as a husband and wife. All this foolishness, boyfriend and girlfriend, it's not going to work. It's not going to go any place. You are not going to know her, she's not going to know you. But how does Shaitan do great things? وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow the steps of the shaitan. Because this is the job of the shaitan to create it, make it look. Not nice, but it doesn't look nice. It's danger for you. And let us see the Prophet ﷺ telling us about the man who had killed 99 people. Because if we're talking about Tawbah, we need to know really how we can make Tawbah.